This episode of Unfiltered is brought to you by Google Gemini. U.S. college students get Gemini's Pro plan free for 1 year and use the best model in the world for multimodal understanding. So whether you're uploading a video to get feedback on your presentation, uploading a photo of your homework to ask for extra help, or transcribing notes from a lecture you missed, Gemini 3 Pro can help. I'm honestly so happy and excited for all the college students out there because I wish this was around back when I was in school. This is such a game changer and so useful. I'm honestly a little jealous. So if you want to try it out, sign up to get more access to Google's most accurate model, Gemini 3 Pro. Unlimited image uploads, pro-level image editing, higher limits in Notebook LM, Gemini in Gmail and Docs, 2 terabytes of storage, and more. All you have to do is visit gemini.google/students to learn more and sign up. Terms apply.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and 4-piece McNuggets.
It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And Donnie Wrightside.
Here we go on a Wednesday. Moneyline, Sports Grid Network, Sirius XM Channel 159. It's Donnie Wrightside and Kevin Walsh, and we got you for the next 2 hours to have some fun, hot topics live. Major League Baseball, we have 2 games, Kevin, already underway. The Brewers and the Twins ready to get started. And then in the 2 o'clock hour, those Detroit Tigers and Kansas City Royals halfway home on the week here.
Big, big game today in KC. Tariq Skubal steps up to the mound for yours truly. So excited that we'll get to most likely figure within an hour, usually a strikeout prop will be decided, right? So
yes.
I'll know very likely how we start today's strikeout props with Skubal. Minus 130 still out there on DraftKings, by the way, on that 4.5 for anybody that wants to come along for the ride.
Absolutely. And also, I mean, let's be serious here today. NHL free agency buzz. I can't even drive home. Like, I go out, get some, you know, ammunitions today, or munitions, right? What should I say for food? Not ammunitions. Is it munitions?
Replenishments?
I don't know. Yeah. Either way, it sounds good here. But I go out there, and people are buzzing in the streets. Johnny Gaudreau, where's he going? I mean, that's leading Sports Center right now.
Is that?
Yeah.
I don't think the Stanley Cup leads Sports Center, much less Johnny Gaudreau free agency.
I mean, Gaudreau, that was a good one there, too. Yeah. There you go.
Let me tell you something, pal. I got Johnny G, Johnny
oh.
I. What's the deal? I mean, you really want to get into this here. I hear he wants to come back home.
What does that mean? Home to New Jersey, which means that, I mean, who would want to go to the Devils? I mean, come on now.
They got young kids.
Start that slander up.
Go to the Rangers then, right? I mean, if you want to keep it local enough. If you're from Jersey, I'm sure there's plenty of Ranger fans or Fly. Yeah,
South Jersey, though.
I was just about to say, like, they're going to sneaky realize that the Flyers were in the lead because he's a South Jersey guy, which means he doesn't even identify as Jersey, but identifies as Philly.
Correct. He's a local Philly kid.
Johnny Gaudreau. I mean, he'd be pumped up.
That's about time Flyers did something right, but who knows what they will. I mean, that team stinks the way it is. They need 15 Johnny Gaudreaus out here to even make a difference at this point here. So that's is that the hockey talk for the show? We got that out of the way right at the top of the hour?
I mean, I think we went over our quota. We're probably going to have to give a month break.
And by the way, here.
What happened?
We had Cam on this morning to talk a little bit of golf. I'm just waiting on these numbers because I saw I don't know if it was on ESPN or where it was. Like, more money is on Tiger Woods than any other golfer here at the Open. And I get back to my old points here. Like, it should be, like, if I'm a senator in the United States, like, I'm probing this. What's the true odds for Tiger Woods? This is just fraud. This is outright fraud at what we're doing to people here, giving away their good, hard-earned money for no reason here. And the sports books are taking this. Like, void it, right? But if you're really good, you know, better, they'll void your bets, limit you. You shouldn't be able to bet more than a dollar on Tiger Woods to win this tournament.
What I would like to know is less the dollar count, but I would like to know the number of outright bets on Tiger compared.
Yeah.
Like, would you say there is a chance? Yes. Is there not? Is there a chance that there are more outright bets on Tiger than the rest of the field? That's probably too far.
No, that's probably right. Like, forget about money. God. Forget about how much money's behind it. Outright tickets. I bet you there, and I don't know, because we don't get to see this stuff in any of the books, obviously. I would bet you there's more outright winning tickets on Tiger Woods than any other player out there. Not money, though. Not money.
Yeah.
Tickets. $50, $100, you know, $20, $10, Tiger to win it, right? But, I mean, you're not, there's no serious player out here. Like, there's no real sharp guy coming out here going, you know what? I'm putting up my, like, I whittled it down. My numbers say Tiger wins it. Stop.
Who's your Donnie, who is your favorite, who's your favorite baseball player all time? Favorite baseball player?
All time? I mean, obviously, I would probably say, like, Mike Schmidt.
All right, cool. That's fine. Just, yeah. I this might not be the easiest comparison of all time, right? But, like, Don, if you were out there, you were betting the home run derby, Mike Schmidt.
Yes.
Right?
Correct. Yeah.
No matter how much capping you do, I feel like your heart might yank you towards Mike Schmidt in some direction. I say that to say this. Donnie, are there any golf fans that aren't, like, not just like, I like Tiger. Like, they're all in love with Tiger Woods.
Yeah.
All of them seem to just still adore, and I'm not taking a shot at them for it. My point is, I think even the sharpest, you know, guys in the draw are like, yeah, I got to get a little piece of Tiger out of respect. I got to get my own $10 down. No matter what they're, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because they all just love Tiger so,
we like greatness.
So much.
Yep. We all like, right? I mean, most of us like greatness. Because if you take a look, right? Best golfer of all time. Let's just say it's Jack Nicklaus just because he has the majors, right? But really the most popular golfer of all time is Tiger Woods. And he's not even like a media guy. Like, he's boring, dry, just stale. The same thing, though, with Michael Jordan, right? There's nothing outside of him playing, same as Tiger Woods, like off the court. He adds nothing to anything here. You know, like, you get interview, like, you get nothing out of Michael Jordan at all. Like, boring as you can get. But we like greatness, and we'll bet on it, apparently.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of the reason I bring it up, is I think that even Tiger draws some sharp money, right? Like, I would tell you that, like, the make, you know, that's probably the market, I bet you, where he might have his biggest disparity, is the make the cut market, right?
Yeah.
There's so many guys that are at unbettable prices, but minus 164, people lay that on Tiger all day.
Let's see what it is. I mean, 1:35 in the morning. Are we waking up? Are the good people out there listening to the grid waking up, watching the British Open? We've got to find that out a little bit later. But join the show today. We're going to have some fun. 844-843-6879. It's Donnie and Kevin in the afternoon.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Here we are, Moneyline on a Wednesday afternoon. Donnie Wrightside here with Kevin Walsh. Sirius XM channel 159. Telephone numbers 844-843-6879. If you want to get involved, Major League Baseball is underway. A couple teams getting pounded here early in the afternoon. The Mariners, a 5-0 lead over the Washington Nationals. The New York Mets, 4-0 lead over the Atlanta Braves. That game in the third inning is just underway here. The Milwaukee Brewers and the Minnesota Twins. Now, I do feel like we are in that, you know, midsummer action, and get ready for some crazy topics next week, people, as, you know, baseball outside of home run derby and the All-Star game goes dormant on sports till basically next Friday. And we'll be able to have some fun stuff here, bring back the best fast food restaurants and what's your favorite food. You know, we'll get into all that stuff and have some fun. But golf this week, the final major of the year, is the British Open. And I got to tell you, I didn't think the PGA Tour could do this to me. I really didn't think so. Because I actually went from this clown startup golf league called Live Golf, ridiculous, barely has any stars, nobody's going to go over, I just wish it would go away, Kevin, to saying, I hope Live Golf takes over the world and the PGA files for bankruptcy. How did I get there in like less than a month? Tell me how I got here.
Yeah, I think it's because the second, again, I understand why people have been so mad at Live, but I think because you're not beholden to the PGA in any way, you've kind of been able to see some of the flaws that have existed in the PGA that I guess others have not. And once you do that, you're like, hold on a minute. I think what happens is, too, Donnie, is you don't need to join the Attack Live Brigade, as that's the camp that a lot of people are in, right?
Yeah.
So you find yourself like, hold on a minute, guys. Fair points, but does anybody see problems 1 through 27 with the PGA over here? Am I the, you know what I mean? So you start to kind of feel emboldened to bring those topics up.
Yes, because it feels like to me, if, you know, I mean, PR, like damage control PR staffs make a lot of money for putting organizations, you know, companies, sports teams, players on the right page. Here's what you need to say. Hey, guys, what do you think about the LIV Golf Tour? Hey, you know what? If guys are going to go play, that's their prerogative. We think we have the best product here on the PGA, and we'll continue to support that and, you know, grow the game of golf. But every single time you put a microphone in somebody in front of somebody who's on the PGA Tour, runs the PGA Tour, anything else, all it is LIV Golf is ruining the sport and this is blah, blah, blah. But the counterpoint is, why do you think people are actually going to LIV Golf, legitimate golfers? Like, if you look, you know, retrospective for yourself here on the PGA Tour, if your product was so great, they would have just laughed this off and went away. Yes, I know they have money behind it, but this whole, you know, because the RNA boss, one of the headlines on ESPN is, LIV Golf is harming the perception of golf. What does that mean? What does that even mean here? Like, I'm trying to find their angle of, you know, outside of I have a vested interest, I put all my money in the PGA Tour, and now I might lose it, and I'm going to lose my money. What's the refuge for, we're so very good on the PGA Tour, we do everything right, and now you have another golf league that, I don't know, like, they're still playing 18 holes, par 3s, par 4s, par 5s. There's not par 10s. There's not par 15s. There's not, a mini-putt golf course once you get done where you can earn a couple extra strokes for the next day. They're not doing that. But I just find it funny that everybody that brings up the LIV Golf Tour at the PGA, it's just saying, like, these guys are idiots for doing it. I can't believe it's going to last, yep. Blah, 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 blah. So now I'm on the pros for saying I wish it would just go away, too. I hope it becomes a – you know what I want next year, Kevin? If I'm on the LIV Golf Tour, you know what I'm running it as? Okay, you guys can't play in any majors. You know what, guys? We're making 4 majors ourselves. Mm-hmm. And eventually the money is going to be so big that nobody's going to care anymore about playing in, let's just say, the U.S. Open, right? And you say, Donnie, that sounds ridiculous. No. Once in college basketball, the NIT was the biggest tournament on the planet where you'd rather go to that than the old school NCAA tournament. Now look at it. It's a secondary tournament where you barely get any TV time versus, you know, the field of 64. I would love them. Oh, majors you want? Yeah, how about this? You win our majors, it's $20 million. We have 4 of those tournaments a year. Let's go.
And I'm telling you right now, people, don't be mistaken. There's a reason why the Masters – or basically any of the majors haven't stepped up and been like, hey, we've got your back here, PGA. Because they're like, hey, that's not our problem. They're good with us. We're good with them. And I'll tell you this right now, as an AEW guy, and I'm not trying to be funny here, a lot of the same rhetoric being offered up from the PGA folks that the WWE folks offered up, except the difference is the WWE is the one with the unbelievable Saudi ties, not AEW. But the how could you do this? You forget who made you this. It's like, hold on a minute. I'm getting a better opportunity over here. And I'm not all that sure that things were great over there. And in fact, in the WWE, working 300 days out of the year. And the only reason you had that because they had a monopoly. They were the only legitimate one in town. And that's the change in it. And that's how it goes. And I'm telling you, trust me, that is the rhetoric for so many wrestling fans that are still WWE through and through. How could you? How could you? Don't you for? What do you mean? How easily, in fact, the answer, how could I? Easily.
Yeah, it's the same thing with all lines of work. Like, let's just say, you get to ESPN, you use their platform, they pay you a certain amount of dollars. A podcast company comes along and says, we'll triple your salary. Okay, how could you leave ESPN? They gave you your start. What? Like, okay, well, and if I would have went back and said, how about same money and what's it going to be? Because this isn't, they're not defecting to the LIV Golf Tour because, like, oh, man, that's terrible in the PGA. But you're seeing something on a normal element. You are a professional. professional golfer. What is your goal? Make as much money as you can before you retire. And, oh, yes, you don't even have to work as hard. So when you come on the road, everything is fine. Like, the planes you get five-star, the hotels are five-star, everything's picked up. And unless you are chasing, like, Tiger Woods isn't going to do that because his only goal in life is to say, how can I play, like, one or two golf tournaments a year for majors and maybe squeeze one or two out here so I can take that title and be the best of all time? Because legacies will be left in the dark. Because, right, you look at this, how many PGA Tour wins do you have? How many majors do you have? What happens if 10 years with LIV Golf actually has a 50% market share along with the PGA Tour with players? What is that going to turn into in 15 or 20 years after that? We say, you remember how good Tiger Woods was? He won 16 majors. What's that? Bryson DeChambeau has 21 majors on the LIV Golf Tour. Oh, yeah, he must be a better golf. Do you see what I mean, where it's going? Like, you're almost trying to protect your legacy at this point.
But again, and that's why I don't think you'll see the majors go anywhere. Because LIV doesn't – because look, again, neither of us are obviously the biggest golf guys in the world. But in a way, we should be able to answer this question then a little bit easier. Fine, what's the biggest PGA Tour event?
What, the Masters, Memorial? I guess?
No, but that's, that's
just a tour.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got
what's
you.
What's the biggest PGA Tour event? The Memorial?
It's the Players Championship, which is like the Players Major down in Florida. That's probably the biggest one that the PGA Tour has a hold of,
Right. But my point is, right, how many tour events are there? 20-plus, right?
Probably more,
Like, they've only got five-ish that are like, okay, that's a big deal, right? Like the Rocket Mortgage, whatever it might be. Like, there's a couple of them that are, you know, have their own weight. But that's the thing, too, in some respect there, is LIV is attacking a semi-vulnerable market. The Masters have a lot more staying power, but the PGA, again, nobody realized it until all of a sudden it happened, built a little bit on a house. Basically, it was a monopoly and only existed because it was a monopoly. The slightest bit of pressure, Donnie, and this is where we are.
Yeah, no, I agree with you there. Agree.
Now, how long? Like 3 months? 4 months?
Exactly. Like, when did you first start to hear about it? Like a year ago? It's eventually coming, but nobody paid attention to it. And all of a sudden, it's here. Now, they have a lot of changes that they do have to make to sort of get, you know, widespread. But it's nice when you're a startup company and money is not an issue for anything. Right? Like, they're not like, hey, we got to, like, the USFL, the XFL, at the end of, like, 8 weeks, they're going, man, we're running out of money here. They have an endless supply of money to sort of get this off the ground over the next couple years. So we'll see where it goes. But I also want to transition this into college football. Is the same energy coming up here now? Because it doesn't seem like it, where, oh, new upstart league, here we go. Yep. Big Ten's changing, SEC's changing. It's all here. Come on back with us. We'll talk it over.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
People don't really care about, like, the athlete's pay or kind of conditions and what's fair in their respect. I mean, that's just the truth of the matter. So as far as, you know, the college football comparison you're making, it's a fair one. A lot of people don't like the NCAA, so they're more apt to be fine with the move there. Where you're going to see people be like, oh, as if they find out that it's like salaries coming for the mega conference, people are going to be like, hold on. I don't know about all this, ruining the integrity of the game.
Yeah, I mean, I like it. If integrity means the bowl games go away, like, do whatever you want. Like, even if the MAC, who I loved, can't play anymore because we're going to sacrifice the bowls and those smaller conferences, then so be it. Then so be it.
I gotta tell you, I still don't truly understand, though, Don. If they leave NCAA, but, like, they're still a school, like, I don't really follow entirely, like, the process. I have, like, I'm just, like, hand up, I the
like
idea
FIFA,
is they're going to divert.
Right?
Okay, go ahead.
It's almost like you say, like, FIFA runs, like, global soccer, right? So you say to yourself, well, what does FIFA do except by get billions of dollars a year? Well, I mean, if you get enough countries together and you can just leave FIFA and call it, you know, Euro soccer and do the same thing, you control it now. Not what FIFA tells you or where the World Cup's going to be or how many teams get it. You make up your own rules. So what you're talking about is the NCAA is like an entity that's like, okay, we're like the middleman here. Like, we're getting involved. If I could try to, you know, almost equated to, let's just say back in the 1980s, the Philadelphia Phillies. They had like 19 owners, but the 19 owners had some sort of say, but it was run by like a front office conglomerate by a guy named David Montgomery, who barely owned any of it, but he controlled like the Phillies. You say to yourself, like, why is that? Like, I own the team. Like, why can't I do this? So if you equate it to NCAA, they're running it here. They're said, okay, here's what this is, here's what this is. And then the other schools are saying, well, hold on. If we break away from this entity, the NCAA in football, we control it here. Like the NCAA says, all right, you have to have equal payout for all these teams, and here's where the bowl money goes. No, hold on. Why don't we break away as the top 30 teams here and say, instead of 110 teams buying into this, it's 30 teams now. And our TV program doesn't go to, you know, a separate entity and get divvied up. It goes to us, and we pay, and we pay who we want to pay.
And but then in that rate, right, like, does every program have to defect from the NCAA? Or can it just be your college football?
I don't think so. I think it's just college football, yes. Because there would be like, well, beware what you want because, you know, college basketball is we're just going to go. You know what I mean? I do hear that because that would be put down right away. If these football conglomerates is what I want to talk about. Let's just say top 30 teams in the country want to break away into their own league. We never heard of, well, if you do that, then the basketball teams aren't going to have like a tournament anymore. That's not going to be the case. It really isn't.
Because, again, it just... When I hear it, I'm almost wondering, has this not already happened? I don't know if it's like, I guess kind of powers maybe been gained throughout and whatnot there. But because if they do that, then, I mean, they're essentially a professional sports league. And not that they aren't already, right? But at that point, Donnie, you might as well draw up contracts, salaries, agents, the whole thing, no?
Yeah.
If that's where we go with this, which I'm fine with. I can't believe that there are people who still try to pretend like Alabama football isn't essentially the same as like a professional football team. What about it is not the same? I mean, it is so important.
Yes, and also like when you talk about like NIL, right, which, you know, paying the players, not paying the players. It was supposed to be like, hey, get a couple of these. Did I see a report that said, by the way, if the NIL is broken down like per player in Division I, it's like $54 per person? I think I saw something like that, which tells you like the magnitude of some people getting stuff. And like if you have a football team of 80, let's just say players outside of your team just getting paid, like I think the Miami Hurricanes have like one of those gyms that pays each guy like $10,000 just to send a tweet out a year. Mm-hmm. But most schools have like, you know, and we're talking about, again, football programs that are big, like Alabama's are going to get paid. Ohio State kids are going to get paid. Texas A&M, we hear them getting paid. But there's no hype out for, oh, man, Fresno State quarterback's getting $1 million this year. You don't hear that. Like, it's few and far between that way. So the NIL came in, which I thought was, hey, let's, you know, get a couple pizzas here. We'll have some fun and sell some T-shirts, which it's big marketing for the bigger guys. But we thought, like, oh my gosh, NIL's going to come in and ruin football. No, the same teams are going to be good every single year. Why? Because those football teams, A, have those big budgets already built in with a crazy fan base and big-time boosters. Like, what do we think was going to happen? It's going to even the playing field? Like, oh, man, like San Diego State now is going to own college football because now they can pay players. Like, no, that didn't happen here. You're seeing the same teams good every year with NIL. Why? Because those fan bases would pay anyway.
But the one thing that I've, you know, people go, but, you know, when you take away the money, it's all about the passion. I don't think people understand what they're implying with statements like that. That, like, Tom Brady doesn't care about football as much as Bryce Young.
Tiger
does.
Did it.
Right?
Tiger. Did you see Tiger's comment on that, which I laughed? I'm glad you brought that up because I forgot about it. Tiger
did he say
basically
something
said
along those lines, clown.
He's here. He's with the everybody gets paid. There's no cuts. What's the incentive of actually practicing anymore?
Yeah,
I said,
ridiculous.
Tiger, you really like that, man. What's your incentive for practicing now, Tiger? What is it?
I mean, come on now.
Yeah.
I mean, you, again, like, you want to talk about just being lacking complete self-awareness.
Yes.
You get it right there.
Correct.
From Tiger Woods.
What's the incentive? Why you have the money? Why even practice anymore? Come on now.
Tiger probably doesn't need to earn another dollar for the remainder of his life.
Yeah.
For his life. And is out there walking around with a broken back on tour. I mean, what is he even saying? Like, he's fighting for each scrap on the PGA
Tour. Yeah.
Again, like, don't people realize that if that's how this stuff worked, that every tournament would be won by a guy you've never heard of, and not Rory McIlroy is the favorite for like the fifth straight tournament in a row, who's been doing this for over a decade now? I mean, God, like, there's just no thought when people say these things. There really isn't.
Like maybe one out of every 500 professional athletes. Like you see like in the NBA, just got my big contract. Why'd you show up 40 pounds overweight? Well, I'm getting paid for 5 years. That's like one out of like 400 NBA players, though, that does that. And the same thing with Goff. So when he said that topic was, you're ruining the sport because, you know, everybody always gets paid every week. And why? What's the incentive to practice? I'm like, oh, we really, like Dustin Johnson, granted, let's just say he, what did he get? 100 million bucks, 150, yeah, let's just say sure. 200. Or Phil Mickelson got like $200 million, right?
Yeah.
You think it looks good for Phil Mickelson who takes that and goes, all right, I got paid big bucks. I could just, you know, wind it down. How does it look when he comes in like last place every tournament? He goes, hey, you know, I don't practice that much. I just took the money because I need it. Like the professional athletes have that edge, which is why they're professional athletes and how they got to that spot. Every time they go out on a Thursday, Friday, or Saturday, you think like, man, I didn't even practice this week. I'm just out here playing. That doesn't happen. Not at all.
You know, here's some of the people like Donnie. Kevin Durant, right? Why is Kevin Durant, he is requesting, as a four-year deal paying him north of, you know, $35 million a year for the next 4 years, and he's requesting to leave New York to maybe go live in Phoenix because of how badly he wants to win a championship. And this is a guy that has already won two championships and two finals MVPs. Like, you know, like LeBron James is losing his mind because Russell Westbrook is on his roster instead of Kyrie Irving. LeBron could retire right now, and people would tell you that he is the greatest to ever play the sport. And he is still insanely at the highest level trying to win an NBA championship. Don't you understand? This is how these guys are wired. You think the dollars dictate that? Are you crazy?
Yeah.
You're not paying attention.
That was the perception there, which I always get a kick out of there. It's like, hey, these guys just getting paid. They don't even care if they win or do anything for the rest of their life, which is obviously not the case at this point here. Quick update here in Major League Baseball. Mariners and Nationals move into the fifth inning. It's 5-0 Seattle there. New York Mets 4, Atlanta Braves 0. That game is in the top of the fourth inning with one on and two outs. And then also just underway in the second inning, the Milwaukee Brewers and the Minnesota Twins here at zeros. In those three games, I don't have any official bets down, but I did like the New York Mets a little bit in that game against the Braves. I thought they had a decent shot. No real feeling on that Mariners-Nationals game or even the Brewers-Twins game here. But coming up, Brady Singer and Tarik Skubal on the mound today at 2:11, which then follows into the Arizona Diamond. How about this, right? Diamondbacks get beat 13-0 last night. I believe they might have been a favorite in that game earlier. They're plus 106 now with Zach Gallen versus Brebbia on the mound today in that game. So some afternoon action on a Wednesday, which is always nice to, you know, sort of stay involved with here at this point. But I do think it's interesting, though. Like by tomorrow morning when we do the show, the early line, 7 to 9 a.m. right here on the grid, like a lot of guys will be already done their rounds. So crazy. Like, that's why when they scanned that question today, like, you know, usually like, if you said to me, like, hey, I'm going to sit down and watch a Seattle Seahawks game. And I just, okay, I want to watch it because I bet it before the game, but something goes different there if I find something. I want to make sure I got some bets ready to go mid-game to make more money in. You can't just set it, bet it, and forget it on this golf tour. Like, hey, I woke up in the morning, this guy looks like he's hot, and I'm just going to bet it right now. It's kind of interesting for those real true golfing guys how they attack this.
Yeah, you're playing from behind, essentially there. But I think it kind of goes to – it almost serves as a reminder. There's a lot of people that love to bet golf who obviously live overseas, and it's not as easy on them either, probably. So kind of the ball's now, I guess, in their court from a gambling perspective.
Yep, how about this? Claude Giroux signed a 3-year deal with the Senators. Thought that guy was chasing cups out here. Yeah, I could take shots at him. He used to be a flyer. Come on back with us.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, it's time for Name That Athlete here, Kevin. You ready for this?
Sure.
On Moneyline on a Wednesday? Who said this? Took the boys to at Gazer Ranch Club in Idaho before training camp to spend some time together. Poor cell phone service. What did I miss? Pretty good. Pretty good with a picture.
Interesting. See, that sounds football related, right?
Yeah.
Am I right about that?
Yep.
But what did I miss would be like a topical story or something like
that. Yeah, it's pretty good.
I'm trying to see, like, I'm thinking, like, Baker's been in the news. I don't, who am I missing here? Who am I missing? I don't know. I don't have it.
All right.
It's got to be a quarterback,
picture,
right?
It's a picture of a son and his mom at the draft.
Wait a minute now. Hold on. Picture of his mom and his son at the draft.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm
good-looking kid, good-looking mom at the draft. Big night for the two.
Zach Wilson.
There you go.
Zach Wilson. Oh boy.
Pretty good one there. Like coming back, acting like he just like came back. Like, hey man, haven't even checked Twitter. What's the deal out here today, boys? Pretty good stuff there.
I gotta tell you, the one thing I thought that was kind of wild about the Zach Wilson thing is, Don, that's usually something, right, that like exists on Twitter, right?
Yeah.
But the athlete, you'll never hear like say a word about it. But, like, I'm sure part of the reason that Zach Wilson's commented on it is, Donnie, like, you had Mekhi Becton tweeting about it.
Yeah.
Sauce Gardner, DK Metcalf, yeah. Ocho Cinco. Like, he couldn't ignore it at all.
Yes. And that's what made it, you know, because what was the last, I guess, you know, was it Delonte Wright and LeBron's mom for back in the day, like, before, like, Twitter got even hot, you know what I mean? Might have been an item that would hit that scandalous territory. But the fact of the matter is that it was a spot burn by, I think, his ex-girlfriend said, hey, don't worry about us breaking up. Here's the reason probably why we broke up. Like, whoa! Yeah. And everybody was like, you know what? Let's dig into this and have fun. And you didn't, obviously, it wasn't coming out like, this is not true, this is not true. He sees everything going out there. He's getting added by everyone. His boys are DMing him. You see this? Mm-hmm. Is this true? What's going on out there? And he just lets that simmer. And by the way, he let it simmer because he didn't need a reply. Because the out here on the Twitter sphere is like, yeah, there you go, Zach. You know what I mean?
Oh,
it
sure.
Wasn't like I didn't have to defend anything. Now I could just come back like, hey, what's going on out here in the Twitter sphere?
Now, I do think maybe lost in the shuffle, though. Because – I mean, look, right? Obviously, the whole mom's friend thing, this, that,
yeah.
And third. Whether people cheated, who knows, okay? But the fact that his wide receiver one in college is now with his ex-girlfriend.
Yeah, that's
a very odd.
That was his roommate. That was his one number one wideout and his roommate.
I would truthfully, and I know no one will agree with this, I think I might be more interested in that aspect of it there. Like, were they not close? Did Zach be like, listen, man, I was out on my own planet. I didn't really care.
Yeah.
Like, because here's the thing, Don. You got to imagine then that, you know, Dax, what was it? Dax Mill? Dax Mon?
Milne. M-I-L-N. Milne.
Yeah, I knew it was the L and the N were both in there, not just one or the other. Like, he probably had a huge crush on Zach's girlfriend all of college.
Jeez.
Right? Like, wouldn't you kind of think, like, that's how that was kind of playing out the entire time?
Yeah, like, how's the phone call go through there? Like, hey, it couldn't have been, like, heard you and Zach, you know, split up. What do you say we get together? This had to be one of those things, like, hey, just checking in time to time. You know what I mean? What is he doing?
Well, so, again, like, that's one of those things, right, where, look, if Zach Wilson was out there now, Mormon rules, I don't really know how much they were playing by him, right? But if he's out there, Donnie, on BYU's campus running amok, right? Dax might have been like the shoulder to cry on, and they knew the vibes the whole time.
Jeez.
And the second the opportunity arose, you know, he was right there to swoop in. It wouldn't surprise me one bit. You know what? Like, that's kind of what I'm saying there, where again, if Zach was out there being unfaithful, I mean, you know, you teach his own, you do whatever you want. But it is always a little bit odd if your best friend is all of a sudden with your ex. I mean, that's just, no matter the scenario, that's a bit stunning.
No, it is. Like, and then, you know, of course, the Twitter detectives start to dig in, and then you see, like, the, you know, whole, like, pictures of Dax Milne and his ex-girlfriend, like, on the beach in love. And it's like, how quickly did this turn around into this? And also, are they still talking? Does Dax Milne, like, hey, man, we're still best friends, and, you know, they just worked out, and I wish them all the best. Is there bad blood here? Because if that's your wide receiver and your roommate, I don't know about that. I don't know.
And now, you know, because people say, maybe a relationship ends amicably. Like, I'll put it to you like this, Donnie. Like a yes no prop. If Milne and his ex get married, is Zach Wilson at the wedding?
No. That would just be awkward. And by the way, who is Zach Wilson bringing to the wedding? That's the bigger question. That's going to overstage everything here.
I mean, yeah, he Zach shows up with Dax Milne's mom, and the next thing you know, it's a crazy scene. We can't do that.
Oh, man. set it up. Now, as we talked a little, you know, whose quote is this? I'm telling you, this picture that I just keep on seeing come around on Twitter here from the WNBA All-Star Game. The more I see it, the more I'm like, who was behind this trophy for the WNBA? And if you didn't see it, once you saw it, you would be laughing out loud like it was Photoshopped, right? Like, look what they did to this trophy. I mean, Kevin, it can't be more than 6 inches tall with two little, like, have you ever seen, if anybody's out there listening, you get this. The PGA Championship trophy in golf is a, it looks like, let's just say it's 15 times the size of this. Now, granted, it's a WNBA All-Star game, so you're not going to have a PGA Championship style or like a Stanley Cup like trophy that you won, you get to take home. But the fact that this trophy literally looks like, I don't know, like something like my, you know, my 10-year-old daughter would be like, hey, you know, look at this. I won this for like a my spelling bee for my grade, right? Like, oh, that's pretty cool for a WNBA All-Star. And she's holding it with the picture, and it's almost like, I can't believe you're making me hold this and take pictures. This is the MVP award.
Well, the thing about it is this isn't, again, like this, similar, somewhat similar to the Zach thing in that it's not just something that's existed on Twitter. Like Kelsey Plum posted an Instagram story of her and her teammates just roasting the entire thing. So they're well aware of it. The WNBA's taking their heat for it. Next year's trophy will be outrageous. Now, if you're the WNBA, you show up next year and hand out a preposterous trophy. Like, don't go in between. Don't just fix it. Hand out a preposterous trophy. But I'll see, did you see the idea that was run around on Twitter? And I saw, like, LeBron quote tweeted it, of how they can kind of drum up a little bit extra excitement for the WNBA's All-Star game by bringing it to Vegas and attaching it to Summer League.
Like, why would that drum up? And like, why would that drum up any more interest?
Oh, yeah.
The WNBA All-Star game is going to make me watch it because Summer League is there.
So it'd be more the atmosphere. I certainly think in terms of people in the building, because their point was this was the
where was it this year, by the way.
Chicago? I'm pretty sure it was in Chicago.
Yeah, I was hoping you were going to say something like some, like, you know, a Mohegan Sun in Connecticut, and then I would have played right into my narrative, but I can't use that. So go ahead.
No, it was, but I do think that the point was, because Don, all the NBA players are out in Vegas right now, right?
Yes.
If the WNBA's All-Star game was right there alongside them in Vegas, by the way, who doesn't want to be in Vegas? I mean, this is right up your alley, but, you know?
It is. That's why.
Like,
yep. Mm-hmm.
You should say everything should be in Vegas at all times. They're like, all the NBA guys would show up. And it'd be, and look, whether people, I don't know how people feel about that, but it would add to the atmosphere. Like, yes, people are, Donnie, I don't know if you'll find this ridiculous, but I believe it to be fact. People are more likely to tune into the WNBA All-Star game if there's nonstop tweets of, look, LeBron's here. Look, Kyrie's here. Look, Steph's here. They just are. I mean, that's just because, Don, it's on Twitter. They're posting about it. Like, oh, man, this is going on here. And so people are going to tune in a little bit more. The atmosphere's a little bit bigger. The crowd turnout probably be a little bit bigger. It is a good idea. It really is.
Now, I got a better idea. You want to hear my idea for the WNBA All-Star game? How about you let the NBA players play in it? How about that?
No. No, here's the thing, man. I gotta watch it back here. No, that would not be better, man.
Now, you want me to watch it? Just put the NBA guys playing the WNBA All-Star game. I'll tune in for a little bit. There's my
you
gift
don't even
to
watch
you.
The Celebrity All-Star game. You have to be a dedicated Celebrity All-Star game watcher.
Now, was any AEW wrestlers in the Celebrity All-Star game? Like, did they incorporate that? Is there any ballers?
They should.
I mean, Danhausen out there, a point guard. I mean, you want to get me to tune in. I mean, now we get something here.
Curses the opponent.
My goodness.
From the crowd.
Yes, yes.
There you go. There you go. That would be tangy. But, like, see, that's something that they do in AEWs. They'll listen to, like, sometimes people on Twitter do have tremendous ideas because there's a zillion people on the whole thing. And sometimes good ideas arise. And I do think there was a good idea out there. Drum up a little extra interest on the WNBA's All-Star game. And, well, I mean, look. Problem number one is the trophy. Problem number two is sorting out the, attendance figures, if you will.
But I think the attendance, they said, was good, though, wherever it was. You said, like, in Chicago. So that really wasn't the issue overall. But it's just, like, it's almost like you take two steps forward and then take three steps back. Like, nobody was talking about the WNBA all outside of, you know, ESPN showing highlights. It wasn't going around Twitter, like, what a great game it is. You know what ran around Twitter? Man, look at this trophy that they just got for MVP. That's what was going around as your viral thing. So I guess you could say, like, you know, all press is good press. So at least they were talking about it. But again, every time, like, that could make its rounds for like the next 3 weeks, and I would still not get a chuckle out of it. Like, you are the MVP. Like, we're not like in front of a Lamborghini that you won, or like a really nice like glass trophy, like 3 feet tall. Like, man, that's a pretty cool one. They basically almost remember, like, oh my God, it's the MVP coming up. Vote on it. Who won it? Plum won it. Where's the trophy? I don't think we bought one. Go run out to that Party City across the street, get something, and bring it over here. Here's the best I could find. Good. Let's go out and hand that out. That's what it looked like.
Yeah, it wasn't great. It wasn't great. But, again, they'll fix that for next year. I don't know what else to say.
Exactly. I need you to pontificate on this. Like, you know what I mean? I think you got 3 minutes to go on about this trophy and how we can make it better here. Can't you do that for me?
Yeah, but Donnie, here's the thing, Donnie. Something like this is not a hard fix. Like, all right, how do we make it better? Make the trophy bigger. You know what? Don, like, are they in there crunching WNBA numbers budget-wise on how much they spend on the trophy?
Correct. Like, they need to get it sponsored. Like, the best part of it was it even sponsored? It was like, did, like, Kia present that award? And, like, Kia's like, what are you guys doing to us in the WNBA?
Yeah,
that's what you're saying. Like, we gave it, because you knew it's always sponsored. Hey, the Kia MVP award.
Was it not sponsored? Like, did they not have the award sponsored, and that way, like, it had to come out of pocket for somebody? Like, what is the evaluation? See, I'd rather look this up off air, because it's going to end up turning into Donnie throwing slander left and right. What's the evaluation of, like, the most valued WNBA franchise? But isn't the whole league, like, owned? How does that hold? Isn't it a little interesting on how everything's owned in the WNBA?
I don't know. I know it does have individual owners there, but I know they have, like, a spending cap on, like, not only salary cap, but, like, you can't fly, like, a charter jet because one franchise can't afford it when the other one can, and this team can get in, you know, travel to games in luxury. It's like, all right, nobody travels in luxury. Everybody travels on just, like Spirit Airlines all the way back and forth across the country, or Alaska Airlines, or whoever out there, as opposed to, like, in the NBA. I think they matter. Like, the life of back in the day, it's like, hey, man, traveling on the road's really tough. Is it really tough for NBA players now? Awesome hotels you stay at, but you have, what, 15 players and let's just say another 10 coaches on, like, a 747 with, like, your meals are, like, filet mignon and, like, lobster? Man, can you imagine taking a flight where you actually got to relax on? Like, hey, I don't mind being in the air for six or 7 hours. The live plane's awesome. Yeah, we got to get to that. Short segment. It's teaser time. Coming up next. Let's go.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Short segment here before we hit the top of the hour on Moneyline right here on the grid. Major League Baseball in action. 5-1 Mariners over the Nationals. Braves still down 4-0 to the New York Mets as we enter the bottom of the fifth inning. And the Brewers and Twins tied at 1. But it is teaser time today to see where JP is going. Now, just like every day, JP, I don't remember what you had yesterday. So please fill the people in. Oh. Did you win, lose? What happened?
I bet on the stupid Yankees again.
No,
Judge got scratched late, and that's how it goes.
Yeah, Kevin liked that play, so I absolve you of that. Now, what do you got today? Which way are you leaning? Yeah, no, keep JP, come on. We don't have a lot of time in this segment. Go ahead.
Man, I'm done with baseball. Let's go to the MLS.
This guy rocks. Whoa.
He continues to be
a chameleon
star.
Out here. Yeah.
He really is. He's just an absolute megastar in this space.
So let me see. So let me go to MLS. So soccer. All right, there's the teams. Okay. What?
Blaming. Because I was about to say, as a Yanks fan, I'm watching them collapse. And I'm going to myself, you know what? They should be fine if it gets 3-3. JP's got a great chance of 4-4. Win it in extras. Yanks still win the baseball game. And you then somehow flip it around and blame his play on me.
Yeah.
Do you have no integrity over there?
I mean, if you were listening yesterday, I told JP I did not like the Yankees team or that game with a possibility of going over. So, therefore, the blame shifts to you just being that DeFanco Yankees fan.
Yeah, DeFanco. Yeah. I mean, hit the bricks, brother. I'll take this from here. You clearly need a minute. I mean, I told him Gerrit Cole was a bounce-back machine, and I mentioned the first five-team total, 2.5, which would have cashed had that been the play. So I, in fact, deserve credit, because not only did I remember the play, I rooted on the play, and I cautioned the play. You, meanwhile, sent him to slaughter. A bad friend and a bad colleague.
Now we're going MLS, so now I got to figure out where I'm going. Atalanta United, Chicago Fire. Yeah, there you go. You like that? I know my soccer, pal.
Serie A, pal.
Top of the hour, enough.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets. It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
This episode of Unfiltered is brought to you by Google Gemini. U.S. college students get Gemini's Pro plan free for 1 year and use the best model in the world for multimodal understanding. So whether you're uploading a video to get feedback on your presentation, uploading a photo of your homework to ask for extra help, or transcribing notes from a lecture you missed, Gemini 3 Pro can help. I'm honestly so happy and excited for all the college students out there because I wish this was around back when I was in school. This is such a game changer and so useful. I'm honestly a little jealous. So if you want to try it out, sign up to get more access to Google's most accurate model, Gemini 3 Pro. Unlimited image uploads, pro-level image editing, higher limits in Notebook LM, Gemini in Gmail and Docs, 2 terabytes of storage, and more. All you have to do is visit gemini.google/students to learn more and sign up. Terms apply.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to chumbacasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No